Welcome back to the SwampSwami.com sports podcast. And today's story, the Olympic ratings equal the NFL's woke-up call.
Gloom, despair, and agony on thee. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on thee.
I just love that song. This year's television ratings for the Summer Olympic Games from Tokyo have been sad indeed. NBC's television coverage of the 2020, yes, what they're calling it, the 2020 Olympics, is about as bad as anyone could have imagined. The ratings this year are about 50% lower than in 2016 with the Summer Olympic Games from Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. The television ratings debacle has very little to do with the current host city of Tokyo, Japan. Sure, the city has been in a virtual COVID lockdown for the entirety of these games. Cheering crowds have not been admitted into the Olympic venues to lend support to athletes from around the world. Thanks for nothing, COVID. A rather creative twist for television has shown many Olympians getting into a few seconds of solo FaceTime as they're being introduced via a special entrance onto the track and field stadium this year. Yes, this is definitely not your father's Olympic Games. This television ratings crash, though, has very little to do with how many nights that U.S. gold medal collecting gymnast Simone Biles did not compete as often as expected due to her personal reasons. And what about that pre-Olympics media-induced uproar concerning questionable weightlifter from New Zealand? You get the idea. In the end, that person has already gone home, empty-handed, so all that hoopla didn't matter anyway. The television ratings should not have been significantly lower also due to the fact that these games are being played a half day ahead of us in Japan. A nightly highlight show by NBC is being put together, and if anything, having all the hours of time to put together a nightly best of show should actually help avoid long periods of possibly dull action and keep more of the viewers attached to watching the most interesting happenings from that day's competition. And let's face it, most Americans aren't going to run to the internet to find out who won today's Olympic skeet shooting event. Yes, I know, it's an Olympic sport. Really?
No!
But just how bad have this year's television ratings been? In previous years and decades, at least 30 million people per night have found the time to check in for at least an hour of Summer Olympics coverage. In 2021, for these 2020 games, the Peacock Network is averaging about half of the nightly audience that the Rio de Janeiro games had just 5 years ago. And that includes a dismal showing for the opening ceremonies as well. This past Sunday night, the NBC audience of 13 million was down 51% from the near 27 million who watched that same corresponding night in Rio. Most nights are down 50 to 60% from prior Summer Olympic games. Trying to make the best out of this bad situation, NBC's head honcho laughably put the following spin on this year's Summer Games, and I quote, "We've had some bad luck. There was a drumbeat of negativity, and that has resulted in linear ratings being probably less than we expected." What? Let me help you out there, Mr. NBC executive. When large numbers of Olympic athletes tell the American public that they plan to symbolically protest their country at the Summer Olympic Games, it's an insult to the large percentage of the American public that doesn't care to hear about it or see it any longer. Telling the entire world just how bad of a country that America is while taking full advantage of all the freedoms, at least we have for now, that most other countries don't have is quite hard for a lot of us to swallow. Whether it's coming from a purple-haired female soccer player, or male or female professional basketball players, track and field stars, and even gymnasts, the majority of Americans simply do not buy how terrible the United States is, while at the same time, these same whiners are earning a better living than the vast majority of American workers do. To put it another way, do you think that the Chinese or Russian athletes would be allowed to openly protest any current or historical atrocities, and there are many, within their countries at the podium during the Olympic Games? Of course not. Many Americans, apparently 50% of that former viewing audience, are now so put off with the belly aching coming from this small segment of athletes that we've chosen to do other things than to support them any longer. No one is telling these athletes that they must remain captive to remaining in such an evil place as the United States of America. Now, if you're NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and taking this in, you are probably, for the first time, sweating a few bullets as you watch this play out. Of all the sports which has lost the smallest percentage of former television viewers, as most of the sports leagues have embraced certain social and political agendas, the massive National Football League has taken the fewest arrows, at least for now. And that could very well change very soon as the league plans to play both a national anthem and a song called Lift Every Voice and Sing, which is being touted as the Black national anthem before every football game. For some reason, I've lived my entire life thinking that all Americans had a single national anthem and it was to represent all Americans. I don't remember there being a separate Army or Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, or Air Force who had fought for this country under separate flags. Do you? Now, if the NFL thinks that playing this new song before every football game this season will add new viewers to their weekly telecast and more fans into the stands, they should consult with NBC Sports and see how much money they have lost in this year's Summer Olympics. Yes, division in America simply is not working. A growing number of our citizens, regardless of their race or political interest, simply wants to heal and grow together as one big, sometimes happy, sometimes less so, family. For those of us who went through desegregation at our schools during the 1960s and 70s to help build unity among the races, we're feeling rather betrayed in 2021 with the concept of separate but equal making a comeback in some portions of America. By playing two anthems at the upcoming NFL season's games, America's premier professional sports league is committing a similar mistake as the Summer Olympics just did. A large portion of the public feels uncomfortable with this new policy. And we vote with our feet, or in this case, our remote controls. And just speaking for myself, I tune in to sports to be entertained watching a sporting event being played between two teams of exceptionally talented athletes. That competition draws fans to watch the games, and the NFL has served as a weekly escape from the pressures of modern life for so many of us. It's the secret sauce which keeps sports fans together. But when you inject politics and social messaging into the games, it can only cause a decline in interest. Isn't that what these Summer Olympic games we've just watched just proved? Every 4 years, Americans, including many, many non-sports fans such as my wife, band together and bond together to root for our country's finest athletes to compete against the rest of the world. There is nothing more special than to see one of our athletes winning a gold medal and crying up on that Olympic podium as the American national anthem is played. How many times have you mustered up a tear watching those ceremonies? I know I have. The threat, even if it never materialized this year, that some of our Olympic athletes were ashamed to live in this country is the true, real reason why the television ratings have tanked this summer for the games too. The NFL thinks it's too big and too powerful for this to happen to them, though. The NFL remains quite arrogant and thinks that a large percentage of their customers always forgive and forget and always return. I got news for you. If the NFL were a stock right now, it might be time to sell it before this season gets underway. And as for me, I plan to play a lot more golf this fall than usual. How about you? I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.